Hey everyone, I'm Amanda.
And I'm Zaina.
And this is A to Z Radio Show. Our third episode. Thank you again for tuning in.
Thank you guys for joining us.
We have a lot to talk about today.
Oh yeah.
A lot of fun things.
Yep. Halloween is very closely approaching.
Around the corner.
Spooky season is here. It's among us. Get ready.
None of us even realized how close Halloween literally was, because I was seeing people post. We were all seeing people post their Halloween costumes. And in my head, I was like, what is wrong with these people? Why are they already dressing for Halloween? Not hating on them. I love Halloween, but I was so confused.
I was just like, damn, they're early.
They're like 3 weekends early. And then I would like look at the calendar. No, because it's on a Tuesday that this weekend is Halloween weekend. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, like that's all Halloween.
This week is Halloween.
That's crazy to me.
That is crazy. It honestly kind of came out of nowhere. It did, but it didn't. Because we talk about Halloween for so long before, but like it really being here, I feel like I didn't see it coming.
Exactly. Do you want to share your costumes? What are you doing for Halloween?
Okay, let's give the lineup. So first costume, we have Black Swan.
True. Like Black Corset.
More specifically, Natalie Portman. From Black Swan.
That's good. So are you doing like a black corset, black tutu?
Exactly. Black corset, black tutu, tiara. So then I'm gonna do like the Black Swan like eye makeup.
Oh, that's so pretty.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's it for that costume.
No, that's such a good costume. Genuinely, like the makeup and like the skirt and like the corset. Like that's a really good costume, actually. I've always thought about like doing that, or like the White Swan even. Like that's a really good costume. Like the whole makeup look, like, and Zayda's really good at eyeliner too.
Yeah,
so it'll look
honestly
really good.
So excited to do the makeup. Like that's what made me want to do the costume.
That was a selling point.
Because the other stuff, it's like a corset, a tutu. Like that could kind of be anything.
Right.
But I looked at the makeup and I was like, ooh, it's a nice challenge, you know?
Yeah, of course. How about your other ones? Drop
okay,
them.
Okay, so
drop
we have, off. Yeah, we have Black Swan. Second, we have The Little Mermaid. The Little Mermaid herself. I've been wanting to do a mermaid the past, like, two Halloweens, but I just didn't. And so now, with the new movie coming out, I was like, oh, okay. It's like, perfect. Now we have our chance. So I'm gonna do The Little Mermaid.
Is it The Little Mermaid specifically, or is it just a mermaid? Like, is the colors...
Okay,
associated.
So at first I was like, should I just do a random mermaid? But I feel like doing a Little Mermaid is more of a challenge, so I wanted to do it. Because it's more specific, you know?
Okay.
So I got, like, I'm going to do, like, the purple top and then, like, cute. The green bottom. I got, like, this, like, long-ish green skirt. I'm going to try to cut it to make it, like, look like something.
Like a tail-ish look.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just got, like, it was, like, $5 from Value Village.
Yeah.
And I got, like... a bluish piece of fabric, so I'm just gonna try to like put them together.
That's like fun though, like the DIY that you're doing.
Yeah, it's honestly the fun part of Halloween for me, I feel like, because like when you're wearing the costume, it's one night and then it's done.
Right.
I like the build up, the preparing, the putting together the costume. Plus it's so much more cost efficient. Like if you pay, you could pay like $90 for a good costume that's like all put together.
Of course.
And it'll look cool, but do I really want to drop that? And I'm going to only wear it one time because I wouldn't want to repeat a costume? No, I'm not going to do that. Plus, it's sustainable if I get already owned things from, like, the thrift store. And the thrift store is fun. So, it's win-win-win.
And you're, like, it's, like, fun looking for what needs to be put in your costume. Like, coming up with the ideas yourself.
Yeah, fully. And you can, like, customize it, make it how you want to do it.
I saw a TikTok where... this girl goes to the Halloween store where most influencers buy, like, their costumes from.
Oh, really?
And first of all, there's an entrance fee to enter a store. It's only, I think she said $2 or $5, something small, but an entrance fee is already, like, a red flag to me.
Oh, my God.
And she was saying, she goes, oh, I saw, like, this, like, really, really cute top. The top alone was like $600, and then you have to buy the bottoms, and you have to buy the hat, and each piece was like $600.
Oh my God.
Is that insane?
Yeah.
She's like, just the hat of a police officer was like $600.
Bro, it's such a ripoff, but those businesses will make money.
Oh yeah, it's like designed for like content creators and influencers, and like she was pointing out costumes where she saw, like, I don't know, like, Joshua Richards or other big TikTokers wearing those costumes and saying, like, I know that they spent over $1,000 on that one costume.
Holy. I think I'm spending a bad amount on
Halloween. And it's, like, a costume that I see that you could wear, like, by Party City. When I was, like, a kid, I would go to Spirit Halloween or Party City and buy costumes. And I was, like, yeah, they're, like, they look better quality or, like, put together. But it's, like, a bee costume. You could find a bee costume.
Fully. If I'm spending that much money, it better be like authentic Michael Jackson outfit with like full real crystal glove.
And he's like gonna come back from the dead to perform.
Yeah, he's gonna give you dance lessons. Otherwise, what the frick is the point? Also, Amazon, you could buy, like, I went to Spirit and I saw a Little Mermaid costume, but it was like 60, 70 bucks. Mm. And I was like, bro, I could literally buy something the same color for like 10 bucks.
I went to Spirit Halloween too. And so many of the costumes are really nice. Like, I saw like a Money Heist one that I was like, oh, I would love to be from Money Heist. I love that show. But it was like 90 bucks for a mask and a red jumpsuit. I'm not going to do that. Oh, sorry. My God. Like, we have money. It's not that. It's just, why would I do that?
Yeah, and also, I feel like it's so much cooler if you could say that you put it together yourself or you kind of thought of it yourself. Yeah. Not just like, I got the whole thing in a package.
Yeah.
And I just had to put it on.
And it's like, are you going to wear that costume again? Because, like, we don't really, like, I personally don't like repeating costumes.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know. Yeah. You know, every year I want to try to be a little creative. Like, sometimes I won't have a creative costume whatsoever, but, like, it's just something different, you know? Or something last minute, just something different. I don't like repeating things. So if I'm spending $90, that's like the one time. It's for one time. I'm never going to wear that.
Yeah, you're not going to wear that again. Wait, I didn't finish mine. I forgot. I got distracted. Little Mermaid, Black Swan. Then we have Santana from Glee, from the Cheerios, if you guys watch Glee. So I got the cheerleading outfit. That will be Riz. Then last costume.
We have four?
This is for when we go trick-or-treating.
Okay.
On Tuesday, I will be Steve Harvey.
I was going to say, oh yeah, Steve Harvey. I was going to be 21 Savage, but that might change. We'll see. But yeah, I'm going to do something really silly when we go trick-or-treating. That will be determined day
TBD.
Of. Yeah. But for like going out and whatever, I'm doing Carrie from, I think the movie's literally called Carrie. Carrie from Carrie. The iconic scene where she's wearing the pinkish purple dress with the tiara and she gets like her prom queen like little sash, and then she gets pig blood dumped on her.
Yeah.
So I will be like wearing a dress and a crown, and then like I'm gonna do like the full prom.
Be real pig blood.
Yes. I'll do like the full prom makeup and then put blood on me, and then I'm doing the Joker, but from the new movies, not the older one. So it won't be a purple suit; it'll be the red suit. So, I'm going to be wearing a red suit, and then I wanted a green corset top, or like a really, like a lacy green top to wear under, because he has the green shirt, and then he has the red suit.
Is it like the Scary Joker movie?
Yeah, like the one
like with Joaquin Phoenix?
Yes. I wanted to wear that, like a lacy corset, but it wouldn't come on time, because, like, Halloween came out of nowhere, literally.
Yeah.
It was, like, 5 days ago, and I was, like, looking at these, like, really pretty, like, pretty cheap, just, like, a green corset top, but it wouldn't come in time. So I'm somewhere, like, you know, my room's, like, long sleeve, that's, like, kind of low cut.
Yeah.
So the
listeners, do you guys know that top?
It's a green garage top, long sleeve, low cut, the one that a lot of girls have, actually, like, the... I don't know.
Like, I know which one you're talking about. Yeah.
So I think I'll wear that, but I to be determined, the green top I'll wear, but I'm going to do the red suit, and then I bought face paint. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do the full Joker makeup. I also have green hairspray. Going to spray my hair green straight and put slick it back.
Ooh, that's good stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, my question about the hairspray, because I'm going to do mine red.
Oh, yeah, for Little Mermaid.
Does it come out? Like, did you use that one before?
I haven't tried it yet. To be determined. Okay. TBD.
Okay. I'm also scared because I think I'm going to, like, leave my hair as it is, like, in braids, and then just spray it. And then after that day, I'm going to take them out.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Zayna's hair is in braids right now, so that's
guys. Because I, like, don't want to take it out before then. And also, it gives them a Little Mermaid.
It does.
But, like, I'm just thinking about how annoying it's going to be taking out while there's, like, red, like...
Yeah. Strands. I mean, I think you could definitely, well, like, it's from Party City. Mine is. Or, like,
yeah. Yeah, I got the same one, just the red one.
Oh, it should be fine. I really, like, it's $4. I don't think it's going to
right. not Do you think it'll work well? Do you think it'll make it?
I think so. I hope my hair is green. Yeah. Not, like, too, not crazy green, but, like, yeah. I hope it's good.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm trying to find the balance between looking like the Joker, but also being attractive.
Right, right.
So,
right.
I have to kind of coordinate the outfit with the makeup to, like, still give kind of attractive, but yeah. also show that I'm the Joker. So I don't know if I'm gonna do the full white. I'm probably not. But, like, I'm gonna do, like, I don't know. We'll figure it out. I'm gonna do, like, the red lipstick, like, up here. Yeah. Like, up my cheeks. I don't know. We'll see.
Bro, but even if you, like, did it, it would still be hot.
Do you think so? Especially because, like, yeah, I feel like the fully. Outfit is giving. If I yeah. wear, like, a green, like, yeah. shirt and then the suit. Okay, we'll see. We'll see. Mm-hmm.
We'll keep you guys updated.
Yeah. And then, yeah, so I only have two.
Wait a minute. Sorry. I just realized that, like, next time we record a podcast, it will be Halloween.
Oh, my gosh. You're so right.
That's so good.
That is so, so, so good. Yeah, we also are planning on going trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
So we'll probably have to record the podcast a little earlier.
Y'all
so
you might, can go trick-or-treating. Y'all might see us if you own a house somewhere in Waterloo.
If you live in Waterloo in a home, expect Zayna and I to pull up.
Steve Harvey. And 21 Savage. Expect us.
I don't know what I want to be. Probably not. Okay, I'm not gonna be 21 Savage alone if there's no Drake to my 21, but I'll think about it.
Okay, yeah.
You need to help me brainstorm afterwards.
Okay, I will.
Silly costumes.
I also need a suit. I don't have one.
Minroop does, and I think I do too.
Okay.
I have a black blazer, I think.
Okay, that's good.
Giving Steve Harvey? Yeah. Oh, it was just the brown suit, I'm pretty sure, but.
I don't remember.
The mustache.
The mustache. We I got the
asked
mustache.
100 married yeah. men.
Survey says.
Anyways, yeah, very excited for Halloween. Looking forward to it, but it did jump out of nowhere.
Yeah, so it did.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
Moral of the story right is: we hope you guys have a happy and safe Halloween, and be sustainable, and don't get ripped off.
Please don't
costume
buy.
Companies.
Please don't go to that influencer store.
Don't go.
Pay an entrance fee and then drop over $1,000 for one costume. I beg
Please
of you.
Don't.
Please. Especially guys. If it's a basic, like, police officer costume. Why are you doing that?
Yeah, like, what? Okay, after we have to look up the costumes that
yes.
they would sell there, because I'm so intrigued.
I saved the TikTok on purpose because I was going to show it to you. The one where she talks about it. So I'll show
oh
it to
gosh.
You afterwards.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyways, speaking of scary things. Spooky, scary things.
I have been haunted. I've been haunted in my slumber lately by none other than the Doja Cat.
I'm a cow moo, as her song goes.
Yes. She's really scary, guys. But we wanted to, like, discuss... Okay, I wanted to ask you this question, Amanda. Do you think that she's, like, really, like, the stuff she's been posting, I'm sure you guys have seen something on her Instagram.
She's been posting, for context, if you haven't seen yeah. it, which I'm sure you have, kind of, I guess you could say, demonic.
Yeah, and her newest music video, it was, like, all just, like, demons.
Her as them. Yes.
Yeah, and I had bad dreams. But do you think that that's her, like, doing it? For, like, you know, like, engagement and, like, people commenting and boosting her page? Or is she really just, like, doing her?
I think she's a little odd. I genuinely think that she's a little weird. But I think, like, 90% of it, 99% of it is for complete business. And now she knows, because she sees everyone talking about her and the engagement. Not only is she doing for engagement, she's doing it to troll. Because she's, like, she's funny.
She is funny.
And she knows that, and she, I remember, like, in her previous life, she'll always talk about how, like, she loves trolling people.
Yeah.
So, I do think it is for marketing, and I do think it's for business, and I do think it's for engagement, and I do think it's to laugh at her fans. But in a way, like, I feel like she's being a little weird with, like, how rude she genuinely is to her fans.
Yeah, because do you remember when she posted that tweet, and... she said, I don't remember exactly specifically, but she was basically saying it was, like, targeted to her fans, and she was like, oh, you guys are fools being my fans because I just made this pop album to get my bag and then leave.
Yes.
And that's, like, I was a fan.
She also said, I didn't tell any of you guys to be my fans.
Yeah, she was like, you guys did this to yourself. No one asked you to follow me. It's just rude for no reason. Because she does have good songs out.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, you can't be that cocky, bruh. You're not Drake.
Yeah, for real. And even those people, like, remember Drake's video where he was at the Toronto concert saying something like, you know, I respect all of you so much because when you pay money to see me, like, that's an exchange of energy. Yeah. Like, you are here paying for me. Even though, like, one could argue Drake might be cocky, whatever, obviously he's a big celebrity. But, like, even those celebrities with that much status still know that they couldn't be where they are if it wasn't for their fans. But Doja's acting like she could be here without them. And people were literally commenting saying, you would still be making music in, like, your boyfriend's basement.
She would still be doing I'm a Cow.
Yes.
Bleep, I'm a Cow.
No, exactly. So, I don't know. I don't know where this came from her either, because she used to be really appreciative of her fans.
I mean, it just makes no sense. Like, you didn't have to put out that statement.
Yes. But as far as the demonic and, like, satanic things, I don't think that's legitimately her.
Okay.
What do you think of that?
I don't know. I really don't know. I feel like she definitely has always had this sense of confidence where she does not care what people think.
Mm.
So it's very easy for her to, like, just say whatever to get more engagement and, like, capitalize on people just being pissed off at what she posts.
Yes.
So I feel like it does make a lot of sense for her.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit scary.
And then every once in a while she'll post herself, like, quote unquote, looking normal and, like, very attractive, because she's a very attractive person when she, like, makes herself to be. And then she'll just, like, be normal for a week and then go back to it.
Yeah, I know.
So I think it's fully, like, see, so she gets all her comments up going, oh, she's back to normal, old Doja, and then she goes back, and then everyone goes back and forth. So I think it is for engagement.
Yeah, most of it. Okay, I agree. Mm-hmm. But also, if it were to come out,
mm-hmm.
that, because, you know, like, Hollywood, LA, it's scary.
It is.
It's bad mm-hmm. energy. It's no good. People get involved in, like, just not good things. So if it were to randomly come out that, like, she was involved in something, I probably wouldn't be that surprised.
Oh, yeah, same. I wouldn't be surprised. I just don't think she is, or if she is not, like, fully, I don't know.
I agree.
Yeah, because, like, did you see her, like, her performance? Like, she looked so good, but she was dressed as a businesswoman, and people were saying, like, I don't know where the performance was from.
I don't know exactly, but I saw that one.
Yeah, she was just as, like, a businesswoman, and she looked very good, and she was performing, and she was doing well, and dancing well, whatever, and then everyone in the comments is like, she's purposely dressed as a businesswoman to show, which is singing, like, you know, her song Demons.
Yeah, and that whole song is about, like, like, she's talking about getting, like, overcome by demons. Yeah. But she's like, it's chill, though, because I'm going to get rich by it.
Yeah. I know.
That's a little...
It's a little sus. Her rapping did go off in that song, though, a little bit.
Yeah.
It's kind of a lot. But then she posted herself wearing, like... She posted herself wearing this guy's shirt, and I don't know exactly who he was, but people were saying that he's, like,
a Nazi sympathizer, and it's, like, his merch. I forget his name.
I don't,
but I know what you're talking about. And that's, like, there's a very fine line between, like, trolling people and just being disrespectful.
That's what I was
going to
say.
And just being inconsiderate.
Not only was, like, okay, let's say she was trolling about the demons or whatever. Sure, do your thing, make your money, whatever. But for her to suddenly, she's being anti-Semitic, like, by doing that.
Yeah, you
that.
Can't
like,
troll, you can't, no, that's not trolling.
That's not even trolling, it's just disrespectful and rude.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I fully agree with that. Anyways, wait.
But she's always, like said, like, offensive stuff.
Has she?
Yeah, like, she's gotten canceled so many times, but, like, they can't really get her.
She doesn't care enough.
Literally just doesn't care, and she just, like, keeps doing whatever. But, like, it was found so many, like, so much stuff she would say back in the day, even on, like, chat rooms, like, anonymous, like, yeah. But, like, every time it gets brought up, it's, like, a thing, and then it, like, goes away because they can't really cancel her.
That's the thing. I was saying this a while ago, but if you were, like, I don't know, a C list celebrity, like an influencer or whatever, getting canceled, so easy to do.
Like a TikToker?
Yes, like you're
done.
Like you're done. 100% you're done. YouTuber even, you're done. But, like, what are you gonna do? Cancel an A-list celebrity?
Yeah. Like,
how?
Selena Gomez is not going anywhere. Well, if you told me, okay, not me specifically, but if you told the general public that she did something, I don't know. Like, it wouldn't be able to fully cancel her. I'm not saying people wouldn't care. I'm not saying people wouldn't get offended. Mm. But if you already hold such a large space, you can't just have that taken away from you so fast.
Yep. You have to do something, like, extremely criminal for that. But even then, you would still probably sell tickets. You still would have your streams 100%,
100%.
Or whatever it is, your movies. Like, if you're an actor.
You're still making money.
Yeah. There's still some form of revenue.
Yeah, exactly.
And there will always be people that stand by you.
Yeah.
So.
And I guess it's all also maybe how much time you've been around for. Like,
true.
Selena Gomez, she's been around since Disney Channel, you know? Or, like, Justin Bieber. Like, people grew up with Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
So you can't just, like, take that away.
Oh, people have tried canceling, like, Justin Bieber before, too, I feel like.
And he's still here.
He's not going anywhere. He's not going anywhere.
He's just up in his mansion right now.
Yeah. Even if you did cancel him and they weren't making as much new income, they still have so much.
Yeah,
that,
like, he already did What Do You Mean?
Yeah.
It's done.
Baby. Most disliked video on YouTube. What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do to him?
Yeah, and even then, like, people were hating on him so much. I remember in school, you would get made fun of if you liked JB in the beginning, but he still made his bag.
I'll never forget. I was doing my swimming classes when, how old were we when Justin Bieber, like, first started becoming big?
Like 11.
Yeah, so we were, so he was getting extremely hated on at this point, especially by, like, little boys. So I remember.
No, sorry, before 11.
Yeah, right? Because he was 13.
Like, literally, like, 9.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you might be right. Anyways.
Anyways.
I remember I was doing swimming classes, and I had a towel, and it was Justin Bieber. And I put my towel on top, and I was, like, walking out of the pool area, and immediately got stopped by two boys, and they're is that a Justin Bieber towel? God. And I literally, like, was so embarrassed and ashamed, I, like, flipped my towel, like, upside down, like, I mean, upside down, like, inside out, so you couldn't see what who was, like, on the
That's
side.
So funny.
I'll never forget it.
It was scary. I remember how scary it was. I would, like, be on the bus home, and I would be secretly singing his songs to myself, but, like, look around to make sure no one could hear me.
It was, like, embarrassing to like his music. I remember
that.
Yeah,
but they were catchy. His songs are so good.
My room was covered in posters, like, head to toe. Like,
and
there
then
was
everyone switched up.
Yeah.
Like they always do.
It's always the case. I even, like, One Direction at first was, like, kind of embarrassing to like, but I loved them.
Yeah.
Like, I saw them on iCarly and I fell in love.
Yeah.
Love at first sight.
Because I feel like it was also, maybe it was also because we were at the age where, like, I did not like boys. Like, it was still, boys are kind of gross.
Oh, yeah.
So it was like, oh, but I have this, like, boys picture in my room.
Yeah.
But you almost, like, couldn't fight it.
Yeah.
It's Bieber fever. Like, you couldn't.
Bro, Bieber fever was so real.
Like, you get exposed to it, you're done. It got you.
I would, like, be physically ill, like, thinking about, like, how he was, like, maybe with another woman.
Yes. One Less Lonely Girl, I would force myself to watch everyone who got picked, but I would cry myself to sleep. And I would just, like, just gut-wrenching pain because you want to be on that stage so bad.
I would literally be physically, that's so accurate. I'd be physically ill. Like, I remember watching the news, like, CP24, and they said that he possibly may be bald. It's a rumor. And I was a kid. I start bawling my eyes out. Literally bawling my eyes out. And
no, that's so funny.
And I remember, like, I would go to bed, like, half crying, being like, I will never find a guy like Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
Crazy. And I think that's why boys probably hated them so much, because at the time, girls weren't, like, really crushing on boys our age, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, what is with this guy? Why does everyone like him? Why don't they have it? Why aren't they attracted to me? It's like a jealousy thing.
Yeah, fully. It's fully your competition. And they'd always be like, oh, like, looks like he's wearing lipstick.
He looks like a girl. Look
at
his hair.
Yes. Ugh.
Oh my god. You know what I should be for Halloween?
Justin Bieber?
The purple outfit.
Yeah. I know. It's so good. It's just, how do you get,
like, I have a,
like, that's such, like, a 2012. Not even 2012.
I have white, like, jeans at home and, like, a denim white denim jacket
at home. You
have
a white denim jacket at home?
Yes.
Oh, my God. That's so good.
I have to do it next year.
Yeah.
I can't do it now because it's not here. It's, like, home and, like, my storage.
Can you be Justin Bieber and I'd be One Less Lonely Girl? So that the dream can come true.
Absolutely. Can we actually make this happen?
Yeah.
I'd be the One Less Lonely Girl.
I'm like holding my flowers, crying.
I literally have a white denim jacket and white jeans. All I need is like the purple like hoodie. Mm-hmm. I think you would literally have one. Oh my gosh, I could literally do this costume and a purple snapback. You have a purple hat.
Oh my god, it's so
I could 100% do this.
Can you like do your hair like?
Yeah. I'll tuck my hair in the hat and then stop my like front bangs and like swoop them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was another thing. That haircut was crazy. And then boys in our classes would start doing that haircut.
Yeah.
But they never ate it up.
They like never him. Did. I was always think those haircuts were ugly, but like not on them. Yeah. Zac Efron got that one too.
Oh yeah.
In High School Musical, I thought that was attractive too.
100%.
But as soon as the boy in my class would pull that off,
it's like, why'd you do that?
Do you remember the first like crush you had in elementary? Like the youngest crush you had on a not celebrity, like a genuine crush.
I could say two times.
Okay.
Because I think my first crush, it wasn't really a crush. He had a crush on me, and I kind of like thought that's just how it worked. Like, oh, he has a crush on me, so I have a crush on him.
Yeah.
But I didn't really like him, and he was really mean to me. He'd like push me in the snow at recess because that's how like boys
at
that age. They would just like bully you.
They were so mean when they liked you.
Yeah, it was like horrible. I was almost like, please, no one like me.
They would like beat you up.
You get jumped at recess.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, so I was like, oh yeah, maybe I have a crush on him, but like I didn't. But like first like real crush, like you can't like sleep, probably was when I was 11. Hey guys, we just came back from a little break. Amanda, did you hear that the Eras Tour Taylor Swift movie is out?
I have. I have seen so many videos of, this is giving me like, you know, Billie Eilish when her movie came out and people would like be in the theater standing up having their own concert. People were doing that for the Taylor Swift one where they stand up in front of the movie theater. And they're like dancing with lights. I even saw one TikTok where a guy, like the owner, the manager of that Cineplex, or like of that theater, said, "I'm sorry, we can't screen this movie today. Like something happened with like the privacy issues," and some girl threw a water bottle at him, and he goes, "I could offer you to see John Mayer the movie for free," and then she got so mad.
That's funny. Wait, John Mayer has his own movie.
I guess. I didn't know that. Like his documentary or something. But I didn't know that until that video. But
oh, that's so funny.
How would you feel if you went to go see a movie and then people are like full on performing, dancing below the screen of the movie?
Okay. I think it depends because the only videos I saw of that was at the end of the movie, they would go and like hold hands and like dance. Dance around.
I saw them when they had like an organized dance, like a choreographed dance.
Oh wow.
They were like really like they had a full choreograph performing for
like a flash mob.
No, it was like I don't even know how to explain it. Like it was like it was like a full choreographed dance, like, oh, like here I'm like doing this with my arm and now I'm doing a bridge, now I'm standing up. Like it was like six of them and they were all in sync and like they planned for this moment.
Oh,
and they were performing
wow.
there.
That's good. Okay. I'm all for, you know, you guys having a main character, I love being a woman, girlhood moment, but it can't like disrupt normal people just trying to watch the movie.
Because what if there's like a dad with his little like 5-year-old daughter
watching
that movie?
And if you're like in the way, then I don't mess with that. Like, maybe do the choreographed dances once the movie's over or, like, before when the commercials are showing.
Mm-hmm.
But just, you know, don't disrupt other people. I don't like that. I don't like when people are on their phones in the movie theater when they're, like, filming Flash, whatever. I don't enjoy that. You guys have to be considerate.
Why don't they rent it at home?
Yeah,
and watch it at home and then dance in front of your TV at home with your friends.
Yeah.
I'm sure they'll have a blast, honestly.
No, they needed an audience.
The audience wasn't enjoying it. I don't know. Do you think they were like, ready, 3, 2, 1, go. Dancing.
Yeah.
This is the part of the movie, guys. Get ready, guys. It's coming soon. And then like get up and start dancing.
Definitely.
That's horrible.
I feel like people of a certain fan base love when there's some niche thing that only people in that fan base can know. Like, have you seen the mute challenge at Beyonce concerts. Yeah. Like, people love when there's something at a concert. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
and people get so genuinely mad if they weren't doing the mute challenge.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And before the concert starts, they'll go around and tell all the moms there and be like, okay, just so you know, for 1 minute in this song, we're going to have to be quiet. And then when she says this, you can dance and cheer again, but you have to be quiet. And then the middle-aged moms are like,
bruh. For an 8 count, you have to be dead silent.
Yeah.
No peeps.
Yeah. But I think it's cute.
I do too.
Like, I remember when One Direction would have their concerts, they would randomly pick colors that went with a flag of where they were performing. Yeah. So, like, they went to Ireland and everyone was like, everyone wear orange and green, and then everyone would do it. I think stuff like that is nice.
Yeah, or, like, you know when you go to a concert and they, like, they make you synchronize your lights. Or Coldplay, I think it is, where they say no phones whatsoever for one song and they all have, like, wristbands to yellow. Yes. I think it's yellow. I think so.
Yes, it is.
But yeah, it's like no phones. Everyone just like enjoy the moment. Like, mm-hmm. That's so cute. And then everyone finds that trend out from like social media, which like social media is so powerful. But like, yeah, it finds that trend out from social media. And then they go to the concert and like they tell everyone who doesn't know. Mm-hmm. And then everyone at the concert does it.
Yeah, it's so wholesome. You're like part of something bigger than yourself, and someone telling you or you going to tell someone else, it's like they're bringing you in on it, or you get to like bring someone else. I think it's cute.
Not the movie
theater. But don't do it in front of, standing in front of me when I'm trying to watch a movie.
Yeah. If you're at a concert and you do the mute challenge, you wear your color coordinated thing, you turn your phone off, you turn your flash on, do your thing. I am in Cineplex. I paid $15 for a movie ticket. I don't really want to even be here. I'm here with my friend that made me come here. And now I'm watching you do a choreographed dance.
Yeah.
Yeah, please no.
Please no.
I mean, honestly, I would enjoy it because I would find it so humorous.
Yeah, I kind of would too.
But I'm saying like...
But I feel like for the general public, you shouldn't.
I agree. That's yeah, me personally.
I'd be cheering them on.
I'd be like, hey. Yeah, they're going crazy.
Yeah.
You wanted to ask me something about Taylor Swift and Travis. Who is she dating again?
Travis Kelce. What do you think about that? Because, you know, the Swifties are like, Taylor Swift put him on the map. And then all the, like, NFL bros are like, Taylor Swift shouldn't be allowed to come to the games because she's getting too much coverage on TV.
I am very much in between that.
Yeah.
Where it's like, my dad is like a huge, huge football fan. If you were to tell him, that Taylor Swift made someone who is a pretty big player on the Chiefs, he would laugh in your face. Because to him, that's his version. That's not his version of Taylor Swift. But I'm saying to people who watch sports, like, their version of Taylor Swift would be like LeBron James, you know?
100%.
So something like that. So when you talk to a sports fan who doesn't listen to pop music, Travis Kelce is a big person to them.
Yeah.
He's a big athlete. He's not a random athlete. He's a big athlete.
Yeah.
So when you go to a 50-year-old man saying that Taylor Swift made him, but they've been watching him for how many years?
Mm-hmm.
Before he was even drafted. Like, my dad watches, like, drafts, college. Like, he watches everything to do with football. He probably knew who, like, half these people were before he even knew who Taylor Swift was, genuinely.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And I feel like if there's any celebrity couple, you can't really say that because they each have their own audience. Like, bro, if someone were to tell me Kendall Jenner put Bad Bunny on the map, I would roll in my grave. I would jump in a grave and roll around in it. I would. Because that's, like, a crazy statement. But obviously, she is more well-known.
Exactly.
But, like, he has his own, like, die-hard fans who don't care about Kendall Jenner.
Exactly. Like, Taylor Swift is significantly bigger than her boyfriend. Yeah. We all could agree with that.
Yeah.
That is true. However, there are still people that, like, would consider him a bigger celebrity in their eyes to him. He's a bigger role model to them.
Fully, yeah.
So, I don't know. Everyone has, like you said, if they're a celebrity couple, you have you each have your different demographic groups that like you. So for you to, like, say, you put this person on a map, you didn't put this person on a map, is such a crazy thing to say. Like, honestly.
It is. And I think it's kind of nice how, like, I don't know if you've seen, but the NFL now, they're trying to, like, bring in Swifties to their, like, audience.
Yeah.
So before the game, they'll do, like, a flashback Friday of what's been going on for the new people who haven't been watching football.
I have seen that, yeah.
And I honestly think that's pretty cute. Mm-hmm. Because it's true. Like, you pick up hobbies in ways you would not expect.
Yeah.
And if it's such, like, a... You know, like, a lot of guys won't really think that girls are actually very much into sports. So it's almost, like, harder to, like... get into there.
Yeah, to graduate it.
Yeah, you know? Mm-hmm. So I feel like that's nice. But I also low-key think the NFL is doing a bit too much because I've seen they, like, change their bio into, like, a Taylor Swift song lyric, which is, like, yes. A lot.
And now when they do that, that's why people are saying Taylor Swift made the freaking NFL.
Yeah.
Because when you do something like that, it looks like it.
Bro, you're changing, like, all of your marketing plans. Mm. To go around Taylor Swift fans, of course the Taylor Swift fans are gonna think they made that guy. What?
And newsflash,
I don't really blame them because that's kind of crazy.
It is. Now the Chiefs are like the number one team that the NFL has been marketing on all platforms. Yeah. Even if you watch like the TV and like the recaps, they're mainly highlighting the Chiefs now because the Chiefs are now getting a bigger audience base because of Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
So she has brought people watching the games because Taylor Swift has like. They're constantly putting the camera on her because she's on every game, like, reacting to, like, him falling or, like whatever.
Like, she'll just be like, standing there holding her drink and they'll put her on the jumbotron.
Yeah, but, like, he got tackled and I guess she, like, never seen football before because she was, like, shocked and they, like, zoomed in on her face and she was, like, you know, like, flabbergasted.
I, like, don't really like
that. I know. Because if you think about it, Taylor Swift is probably one of the biggest celebrities right now.
Yeah.
Like, who's bigger than her right currently? Exactly. So it's like, it's, I get where they're going from that, but the NFL is also the biggest league.
Like, the NFL is acting like they're not as big as they are.
Yeah.
They're acting like they need Taylor Swift song lyrics to get viewers.
They're actually, they're not the biggest league, but the biggest league in the US. So I don't know. Like, I feel like that's so crazy.
Yeah,
literally, like, it's not like it's like cricket. No, I can't even say that. Cricket has a huge fan base. I can't even say that. I'm saying for like cricket.
She retracts that statement.
I retract that statement. They're the second biggest sport after like football. Like, football is in soccer football. Mm-hmm. But American football is the biggest in the US, I believe.
Right.
So they're acting like they're not fine on their own. Like,
yeah,
fine,
bro,
guys.
Imagine if the NBA like randomly targeted their marketing to like
the Clippers.
Yeah.
Because
Selena Gomez is dating someone.
Like, that's such a, like, you're fine.
That is insane.
Like, you're the NBA.
Stand up.
Literally.
You guys do not need Wildest Dreams lyrics. But it is nice. It's nice to, like, I like the crossing over of different audiences.
I do too. Yeah. I do too. I don't think we should hate on either one.
Yeah.
I don't think Taylor Swift fans should say the NFL is, like, nothing because it's been fine for way before Taylor Swift has been alive.
And
also, you can't hate on Taylor Swift because she's also so big. So it's, like, you can't say either one made
each
other.
Yeah, she can't,
like,
really help it that, like, she's just showing up to the games to support her man.
And they're not, it's not a publicity stunt, I don't think.
I don't think so either. It's not her fault that they're putting her... every single reaction clip.
Yeah. How is this short?
Like, she's just going to the game.
She's just showing up. Like, if I were to go to a game.
Yeah.
And they just happen to film me the whole time, how's that on me?
Yeah. And that's actually one thing I don't like, because I've seen a lot of, like, football fans being like, oh, like, she's just doing this, like, for attention, or she's just known by who she dates, like, and now she's trying to, like, take over the NFL. Like, I can guarantee you Taylor Swift is not trying to take over the NFL.
I promise.
Like, she definitely did not tell them to do this. They're doing this.
Oh my god, yeah.
Yeah, no.
I don't think she has any interest in football, to be honest, until her boyfriend just so happens to be playing football. Like, I don't think she cares.
Yeah.
If they want to put her on the screen... put her lyrics in the bio, like, yeah.
I know. She's probably like, bro, they're doing too much.
She's probably just, like, she's like already in a VIP, like, hidden box. Like, what more is she supposed to do?
I know. At a certain, like, I would honestly really dislike if I was that famous. I can't even go get groceries without someone being like, oh, she doesn't look put together today because I didn't plan this, like, one time to be harassed by paparazzi. Like, that would be so anxiety ridden to always be worrying about that.
Can you imagine you just don't wear makeup that one day and you wear I wear sweatpants and hoodies all the time when I don't feel like being put together with no makeup and I look like crap. I know I do. But like, imagine like being worried that people are going to take photos of you in that moment, post them online, and then
criticize?
Yeah.
They're gonna criticize you and pick you apart.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
And they'll be like, oh, she looks kind of sick today, or she looks under the weather.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God.
Is Amanda okay? Like, she looks like she's sick.
It's so bad. It's so bad. And they never do that to guys.
Oh, of course not. You know, they look sick half the time.
Have every time Justin Bieber leaves the house, he's wearing sweatpants. And he looks kind of like a five-year-old.
He went to his, like, what did Hailey
Bieber? The road launch.
Yeah. She launched her company, and he literally pulled up in a sweatsuit. I would be so upset. Okay.
Let's talk about that. There's definitely a maturity level between the two.
Yes.
And if you're in the public eye that much, I feel like you got to get it a little bit under control.
Yep. I 100% agree with the way you even phrased that. Because, like, seriously, it's one thing for you to already not, like, show up to something that's important to your wife dressed like you're literally mm-hmm. going to bed. But it's another thing when you're in the public eye and you know yes. she's about to get shamed and made fun of for it.
And she's already got put down for the past 3 years just for being who she is and being married to who she's married to.
Exactly. And he knows that.
Mm-hmm. Everyone's seen the paparazzi videos where he, like, left her and then she trips.
Yes. Yeah. Or, like, closed the door on her in another one.
Yeah.
He knows already that she gets made fun of in the public. He already knows that. So it's one thing for you to have made a mistake, realize that the public kind of makes mm-hmm. fun of it, and then correct it. But he knows they're going to make fun of it and then continues to do it. We yes. love Justin Bieber. I've always loved Justin Bieber. But, like, seriously, like, you are a grown man now. Yeah. And if you can't respect your wife enough to put on a nice sweater,
yeah, because you know she asked him,
hey, can you please wear something a little bit nicer today? Nope. That's what he said.
Oh, it's so bad. You know what? Yeah, no, Justin, you gotta put on the big boy pants once in a while.
No, actually, it makes me almost upset because I watched
imagine it. You bag Justin Bieber and just for him to wear sweatpants to your beauty company launch.
I know. And like I said, if I was in a relationship and something was really important to me, like, let's say I get a degree or, like, win an award, facts, some light, and my significant other shows up wearing, I don't know, like, just something, like, where he looks a little bit sloppy, I would already be upset. That's mm-hmm. already upsetting. But it's not even just that. There's another layer to it, and it's that it's in the public eye, so that you know that they're going to get made fun of. And that's where it's, like, almost like a double whammy.
Yeah, literally. Because not only is your significant other a reflection of you all of the time, mm-hmm. but, like, there's, like, a million people online just waiting for ammunition to get this girl.
Yes.
All of the time.
Yes. It's not even just, like, a random celebrity. It's Hailey Bieber, who the internet loves
they
to hate
love
on.
They love to bully her. They love it.
They absolutely.
I feel so bad for her.
I honestly do too. I think people just need to accept the fact that he is married,
mm-hmm.
and we just need to let them be and work the relationship out. Yes, obviously he's, like, made her look like a fool in public, but that doesn't justify their entire relationship. We don't know what goes on behind closed
yeah.
doors.
Yeah, and it also definitely started because people were so, like, him and Selena.
Yes.
Bro, Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez are not even the same people they are now that they were in 2012. You put them together right now, they probably won't even like each other.
How old were they?
When they first said ding, they were, like, 16.
If you were to put me with my boyfriend when I was 16 and ship me and my boyfriend when I was 16 when I'm, like, 29, I would be so offended. I'm like, why are you trying to pair me with someone that I've grown on from or, like,
yes,
moved on
yes.
from? 10 plus years ago.
Yes. And then I'm finally happy with someone else.
Yes.
I marry them,
yes.
love of my life, and you guys won't let me have it.
Yeah. You're bringing up not just, like, a boyfriend I had, like, a year ago, the boyfriend I
ten
had 10
years ago. And it's bad enough that was already so public. Like, Hailey knows that they used to date, guys. You guys don't have to tell her. She knows about it.
You don't
it.
Have to remind her.
She thinks about it every day, probably.
Justin Bieber will do something, and they will say, oh, that's him, like, thinking about Selena. That's him doing something for Selena. Like, he'll yeah. sing a song, and he'll be like, I bet he was thinking about Selena when he was singing that song.
Right.
It's been so long. I don't even know if he remembers what she looks like. I don't think they even follow each other. Like, it's been so long.
I know. And he, like, at the end of the day, you could say whatever you want to say, but he chose Hailey. He chose to marry her. and she chose to marry him.
Whether
like that was locked down.
Yes. Whether their relationship is good or bad, we don't know. But that, first of all, who knows? We don't know if it's good or bad. But at the end of the day, that was his active decision. He's a grown man. He's an A-list celebrity. Mm-hmm. He can make that decision on his own. His team could help him make that decision. And he has made that decision. It's done. They're probably going to have kids one day.
They've literally been married for 4 years right now.
It's not like it's fresh. Like, that's the thing. And Selena Gomez and Justin Bieber are such old news that it's like, why are we bringing it up? And I see it in every comment section. And she does. She kind of seems really nice.
I don't know. She, whatever it is, she does not deserve this. I don't think anyone deserves this kind of bully.
Yeah. I was watching her interview with, like, Emma Chamberlain, and she was, like, really, really kind to Emma. Aww.
She's probably nice. Her and Selena Gomez even took a picture together.
True. And I remember the comments on that video with Emma Chamberlain, like, when she was interviewing. Everyone's like, oh, Haley actually seems really nice. Yeah, so now
You guys switch up so fast. And I also don't like when they'll compare the two girls and, like for example, Selena Gomez has rare beauty.
Right.
And so they'll be like, Haley was just copying her with her makeup brand. Everyone has a makeup brand. Yeah. Or they'll be like, she wore her hair like this, and then Haley wore her hair like this. Everyone does their hair the same.
Yeah. Shane Dawson has a makeup brand. Are we gonna say that he
is he next to steal Justin Bieber? Like,
oh my gosh. And I don't know, like, they're both successful and famous. I don't think they need to copy each other. Like, if she was a random nobody, but she's like a nepo baby.
Like, the people online are acting like it's someone in their high school. Yeah, the way they're talking about her.
Yeah, like it's like me dating Justin Bieber. Like, I get why everyone would say, oh, she's copying, she's lying for the fame, whatever. But she's already famous. She doesn't need to do any of that.
She does not need no.
So
she was good from the beginning since she was born.
Yeah, literally, yes. Anyways, one thing I wanted to talk about, complete topic switch. I've been watching Shameless recently. I don't know if you guys have seen that show, but I really, really like that show. It's really funny, but there's a lot of, like, darker and deeper concepts to it. But anyways, in the show, one of the characters, one of the main characters, he wants to find a religion, and because Christianity didn't work out for him, and he was kind of going through all these different religions, and then, like, his father was saying, I think, like, you should go, like, talk to the monks and they know what they're talking about, like, you should become Buddhist. And he goes, and I don't know, Zeta's Buddhist, and every time I see clips of any short form of Buddhist representation, it's just so inaccurate. Like, he goes to these monks to go, I guess, like, seek advice about religion. And instead, they're just, like, not answering any of his questions, looking at him blank face. Mm-hmm. Like, very, like, almost, like, judgmental. But, like, blank face being, like, you just need to, like, be quiet for, like, 5 years and you'll find him. And then he goes, does he ever talk to you? And he goes, he will in, like, 80 lifetimes or whatever. And, like, not answering his questions. And I know. And it's just, I just feel like every form of representation I've seen has just been, like, inaccurate and almost, like, mocking.
100%. I've never seen, in, like, general popular media, I've never seen, like, proper or good representation. It's always, like, I always know it's going to be, like, the joke of the movie, you know?
Yes, like, that episode, like, that was
monk,
a joke.
Or The Hangover. Yes. The monk in The Hangover, he just is, like, okay, also, they always take, the one thing that they take from the religion is the vow of silence. And that's not, like, you'll do that if you're practicing in a monastery. But if something is happening, you can talk. Like, in The Hangover, they literally take him to the strip club and, like, all these,
he gets,
like,
arrested and, like,
he gets arrested, but, like, he can't say anything. Like, no, realistically, if that situation was going on, him speaking is so much better than him allowing whatever to happen. Yeah. You know what I mean? But they always just put in this, like, monk character who, like, doesn't say anything so that they don't have to give him a script and they don't have to, like, make it a real character. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, yeah.
It's always, like, the comic relief. Or, like, in The Sopranos, there are two characters in the whole show who are Buddhist. And one is just, like, his, like, crazy, toxic girlfriend. And everyone just, like, disregards what she says because they just think she's always, like, on about something crazy.
Yeah.
And, like, her being Buddhist is like, her personality. And that's why she's crazy, which is interesting.
Yeah, because even Shameless, like, he talked, but, like, most of it, he would just stare at him blankly and say nothing because he was, like, I don't know, like, kind of not doing a vow of silence, but they're just, like, it's, like, the stereotype that you guys were just so peaceful. You don't say anything ever. Yeah. Like, someone, he was, like, asking him questions, he's just silent.
Yeah, it's, like, I feel like it's discrediting so much and just, like, framing people who practice Buddhism as, like, pushovers who are, like, too into, like, one love in the world that they don't have any real values or opinions. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And it's just, like, silly.
And it was, like, every time he went back to the temple in a different episode, it was always the same guy, and he was always in the same position, just, like, still praying. Mm. Like, no matter where, when, how, he was always there doing that. Oh,
that's so funny.
Yeah, I always see, like, I've never seen, or, okay, if you watch some, like, Buddhist cartoon, that's different.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I'm saying, like, a random movie, you know? And I literally feel like it's because in the Western world, like, they're not as scared to just, like, fluff.
Yeah.
Like, it's not based on anything, because no one's really gonna, like, the general public will probably not get as mad. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I feel like it's a bigger thing if you were to disrespect, like, Christianity.
Right.
And poorly represent that. Because mm-hmm. people are gonna be so much more...
Yeah.
They're gonna come for you.
Of course. Yeah.
You know?
I think, like, for, like, the more spiritual-related religions, like, Buddhism and, like, Hinduism.
Yeah, yeah. It's
for these people who create movies, they almost find it's easier to make fun of you guys just because I think the only reason is just because they don't think that they're going to get, like, backlash from it.
Yes. Like, your movie will still do well because most of the people watching the movie won't even know that anything was inaccurate in that.
Yes.
Like, they're going to think it's funny.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You know?
They'll be, like, the back of the joke?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
The monk who doesn't say anything. He's getting arrested right now.
Oh, my God, that's so funny, you know? This is, like, me and Amanda's perspectives from both religious standpoints that are our own.
Yes, exactly. Zaina's Buddhist, grew up Buddhist, and then I grew up Catholic.
Yeah. Should we fight?
even I'm Italian and she's a retreated. Yeah. And they're like, how are you guys friends?
Oh, that's beautiful.
I know. Put us on a cover somewhere, a magazine Facts. Cover.
Facts.
Okay, I think...
Should we wrap it up?
I think so.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so, so, so much for listening. We hope to see you again next week and have a great Halloween.
Mm-hmm. It was a great time, as always. Ooh, and we're very excited to do... next episode on Halloween.
We're gonna, you won't see us, but we will be wearing costumes.
Should we dress up?
Oh, of course we are.
Because
we're gonna trick-or-treating after.
Yay! Okay, we'll see you guys next time with our costumes.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.